Little Chicago guy. Say hello to him. Hey, buddy.
Hey, shut up. Listen to this. The city of Chicago ran an ad this week called Chicago, Not in Chicago. A bunch of phony baloney bullshit in New York City and other places that supposedly remind us of Chicago. You know what reminds me of Chicago? Chicago! Exactly. My name is Patrick Ryan Michael William O'Neill McDaniels O'Leary McSmith. And I am an actual Chicagoan, not in Chicago anymore. I am a born and raised Southsider, shout out Bridgeport, who was forced to move to Florida because my eldest daughter, Mary Jane Molly Maggie McNeil McDaniels O'Leary McSmith, has a skin condition that requires her to be in the sun. Do not ask me questions about it. I don't want to talk about it. The point now is I live in sunny Tampa, Florida, and it's dog shit. Do you know they don't have dibs here? Yeah. I guess because there's no snow, everyone just parks like civilized people. Boring. I put my entire dining room table in the front of my house for fun. And I made my family eat dinner on the floor for a week, and my neighbor called me a lunatic. Guess what? You're too tan. Did you know Tampa only has one baseball team? What in the absolute hell? If a city doesn't have two baseball teams, I don't want any part of it. I want to be able to scream at a stranger who's wearing the wrong hat on the train. That is normal to me. And did you know that Tom Brady played for the football team here? That he is the biggest jagoff in the world. I tailgated a game with a coworker and it did not feel right not drinking in below zero wind chill. I watch football to be uncomfortable. The food in Tampa sucks. Everything is fish. I went to Subway last week and I asked if they had jardinera. And the man behind the counter said, I don't know what that is. I said, excuse me? It's peppers and oils and other stuff. I'm not the sandwich artist here, you are. He asked me to leave, and I said gladly. I'm going into debt because I keep shipping myself frozen Lou Malnati. I can't stop sleepwalking to the computer and buying anywhere from 6 to 25 frozen deep dish pizzas. I started burying them in the backyard to hide them from my wife, and now you think we're freaking Snow White with the amount of animals that's shown up. But it smells really good because it like bakes in the sun and it, you get what I am saying. You guys are gonna get really upset at this. There is no bean! I cannot stress this enough. The city is beanless. I cannot sleep at night knowing there's no bean. I have written to the mayor 6 times asking when we are getting a bean, and every time my letter comes back because I use a Chicago zip code, because that's what I'm used to. Don't ask me about the buildings. They are wimpy, weak snowflakes. Nothing compares to the Sears. And no, I won't call it the Willis Tower. I'm not a big loser. Everyone says, we don't need buildings. We have the ocean. Oh, the place where sharks piss and shit? I don't think so. I want my lake back, okay? I want a body of water that has anywhere from 2 to 100 dead bodies floating around. And there are not enough rats. If my city isn't number one in rats, then it's not a city to me. Everyone knows rats are supposed to run the town. In Chicago, the rats used to buy me rounds of beers at Butch McGuire's, where I went instead of therapy. Oh, and listen to this. Turns out I have no cousins who are cops in Tampa, so when I tried to dye the ocean, green for St. Patrick's Day, I got immediately arrested. I mean, how the hell do people have fun down here? You can't even get a decent beer. Everything has a lime in it. I didn't ask for fruit. I asked to get drunk. I want 12 old styles in my garage, but instead it's cocktails. Get bent. It disgusts me to walk around this city. It's February and there's not a drop of slush in sight. Doesn't feel right. My winter isn't complete until I slip on ice and I yell, I fucking hate this piece of shit city. I swear to God, I am moving somewhere warm the second I get the chance. You can keep your black guy's taxes and mayor. I fucking hate this city. What I'm trying to say is Chicago isn't Chicago if it's not in Chicago, and I'm the Chicago living proof. Next time you want to think of Chicago, go to Chicago. Not New York, not Tampa, not Naperville, Chicago. I gotta go apply sunscreen.
A real Chicago guy. If you're a first timer, you might not know, every paper machete has someone who's never been in the show before. You just witnessed the machete debut of Maggie Winters!